Welcome back to Master Your Mindset Podcast, episode 181.
We're going to teach you a concept called average versus elite. Let's go. T-Money, one of my favorite concepts I learned from Trevor Moad, Sports Illustrated 2017 World's Best Brain Trainer, worked with Russell Wilson, co-founder of Limitless Minds. Shout out to Harry Wilson, my boy DJ Eitzen, Russell, Trev, rest in peace. Trevor has really made a name for himself on this concept, neutral thinking. Not too high, not too low, not future, not past. Going to truth, what's in my control, staying present, not going negative, what's the next right step. But I think a close second concept that I really enjoy that he shares with his clients and athletes that he worked with was this concept of the illusion of choice. As in, the higher up you go, the fewer choices you have. To be great, there are no choices. You do certain things. It's really that simple. There's no magic pill. No one lands on top of the mountain. To be great, your choices get fewer and fewer and fewer. So to help you do that, a drill I teach people is to take out a piece of paper, draw a line down the middle, and write average on the left, elite on the right. Shout out to my family, UCLA women's basketball team, Coach Close. What's up? I see you, Coach Tasha, Shannon, Tony, the whole squad. Had a good session this morning with the team, and we were talking about this. But we call it common versus uncommon. Be uncommon is one of our themes. So we want you to think about your craft, your profession, whatever it is that you do. And write, you know, average on the left, line down the middle, elite on the right, on the top. And just reflect, like, people in your industry, what do average people do? Like, everyone does. You know, when I do this drill with athletes, you know, a lot of college teams, so everybody goes to the weight room. Everyone practices their skill. Everyone eats food. Everyone maybe goes to the training room. I don't know. But, like, there's nothing special about practicing or maybe even watching film. That's what everyone does. That's just, like, par for the course. But if behaviors precede success, compound interest, like we talked about in the previous episode,
let's go.
On the right, well, for us to get separation, what are some things we commit to do? What are some things we commit not to do? Elite behaviors, uncommon behaviors. Do that drill. This is a great team activity. If you're a sales organization, get your team together and, like, what do the average reps do? Well, we X amount of calls per day, X amount of in-services, X amount of outbounds and sales funnel activities, follow-ups. Like, well, everyone does that. There's nothing special about that. But for us to go to an uncommon place, we need uncommon behaviors. And we do these not just once or twice. We do them all the time. We attack the process. Get those daily deposits. T-Money, if you want to be a broadcaster, what are some elite uncommon behaviors you're going to continue to keep doing or you want to start doing?
I think, like, continuing to seek opportunities and keep, like, just watching content, I think, is something that's huge. And, like, just to pick up on things, learn different things, seeking to find new ways to go about how I'm calling games, how I'm researching, how I'm doing background, or even on the other side of things, like, in now I'm kind of thinking I want to do some documentary production. So with that, trying to find new methods of storytelling. And I guess that goes with broadcasting too, but just learning, trying to learn from other people, learn new ways and just build up a repertoire.
And listeners, T-Money, he was not prepped for that question, so he's off the top of the dome. If I asked you that question, would you know what you would say? So the best focus on less, not more. If we can pinpoint some elite world-class behaviors that we commit to do, it's gonna serve you. It's going to serve you. And I did this drill a few years ago with a sales professional. He had to sell 6 of his product per quarter. I said, well, that's average. Let's make a list of what average reps do, then draw a line and eat. And I said, well, if you were to double that plus 1, 13, what would a 13 do? if you were to double your production, what behaviors would need to transpire to get more orders? What would that look like? There's no rocket science, man.
No.
Let's backward design and pinpoint and attack the process. He did that, and he called me, and he's like, bro, I got 12 orders in 6 weeks. I was like, yeah, you did. You pinpointed these elite, these uncommon behaviors. So that's why I want people to realize it's not IQ or aptitude or God-given talent. Talent is given, skill is earned. So take a piece of paper out with your family, with your coworkers, draw a line down the middle, average elite. Let's get clear. Things we commit to do, things we commit not to do. Attack the process, love the process. You're gonna make big things happen. T-Money, man, you're a stud, bro. I love you so much. I'm grateful for you. Listeners, we're grateful for you. T-Money, you want to take us home with a final thought?
Yeah, I mean, I think just a reminder that lay it out and think whatever is common, do that and more. Double it. Like you said, double plus one. Figure out where you can be better. And that's just gonna do miracles for you. So just keep grinding, and yeah.
And while you're at this, you know, mindset process and action, you modify those behaviors. No, there's true team. The body has limits,
but the mind is limitless.
All right, guys, good job.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.